this man was saying, you know, you look so young to him and you just look so young. And he was obsessing over it. And then he called me mom. Like, he was so upset about this relationship.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine. Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a 4-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. You know, those things people hide from themselves and others? Those deep, dark secrets that you're probably going to take to your grave? Or those lighter, sillier secrets that you're just embarrassed of? Really, the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Today, my guest is Charlie. Now, Charlie, I have a question for you. Dun, dun, dun. What is your secret?
My secret is I'm dating someone that's 17 years younger than I am. And women don't do that.
No, they don't.
We are not supposed to date younger.
Wait, isn't there like a word for that? I just don't know what it is off the top of my head. Don't they call that something?
I think they do. Well, they call older women who date younger men cougars.
Oh my God. That's right.
Yeah. But that's not like, that is not something that I do on purpose. It wasn't like, because I feel like there are some women who just date younger men. That's it. This right. was just something that happened, wasn't planned, you know, and it's just kept going.
So is this still a secret or not a secret anymore?
Not a secret anymore. When we first started dating, I was working on a film in Atlanta and we just met. We met and I was going, I'm leaving. So we were like, we said, okay, well, I'm leaving. I'm here for a short amount of time. Let's just have a lot of fun. And we went to jazz concerts. We just did all this fun. And then when it was time for me to leave, we were like, okay, maybe we don't want this to work. So
I want to know when you first met. So you first met in Atlanta. How was that? Where were you? Give us the details.
Do you really want to know? Okay, that's another yes. secret. Okay, so there's a secret upon the secret that we tell family and then we tell friends. Family is we met at a dinner party of mutual friends.
Okay.
Claremont in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wait, you met where?
At the Claremont.
Wait, isn't that a stripper club?
But it's, yes, yes. But it's, you know, they have like fireworks in their booth. Like, it's not like, it's not a normal strip club. It's, so I'm trying to be, so there's older strippers, there's, it's kind of famous.
It's very famous. I'm from Atlanta. So that's why I know about it. It's where, what they say, where strippers go to like end their stripping. Like, they strip till they're like 70 or 80, yes. right?
I remember you saying you're from Atlanta, so I was trying to let you tell the story of what it is.
She's making me sound like the bad one. No, but it's this great place where it allows women that have been stripping their whole life to still strip. And yes. they have a calendar, and they supposedly have really good food.
I have not tried the food. I have not tried the food. But they, so yes, it's that famous place in Atlanta where when you're working on a film in Atlanta and you go to Atlanta, or you're, if that's the place to go to, that's, you know, fun and, you know, everybody's there. It's such a fun place, you know? But so yes, we met there. I was getting a drink at the bar and this guy comes up to me and just starts talking to me with this great smile. And I'm going, oh my God. And so cut to, you know,
wait, not cut to. We are not cutting to. Don't even try to get out of this. Did you hang out with him at the Claremont and how long?
Okay. So yes. So we ended up, he was with friends, I was with friends, and we ended up talking to each other the whole night. And he's a gymnast and gymnastics coach. And so he's traveled a lot. So I, of course, have traveled a lot. And so we were able to connect on, you know, the life of traveling and going around the world, like doing all these things. And so we ended up talking to each other the whole night. And we didn't leave together that night. We should exchange numbers. And, but because I was so apprehensive and I asked him, I said, how old are you? And he said, old enough. I went, okay. Okay. So in that summer before I had gotten divorced, my son left for college and my son was like, mom, just go have fun. You've been a good mom. Go have fun. I'm sure that's not what my son was talking about. Good time.
So when did you find out his age? Not that night. If he said, just
no, he was judging and gymnastics me. And I get this text at 9 a.m. You made me late. And I was like, what? So we were joking. And then I found out how old he was. And I was in shock. And so I immediately was going, okay, you're too young. No. And he was like, no, just give me a chance. We'll have dinner. Let's just hang out. You know, that whole thing. And he worked really hard. Even that those months just of dating and fun, but even, you know, the first 6-8 months, he worked really hard to make me think that this was okay, because that's not how I come from a Hispanic family. Like, it just doesn't happen in my family, especially 17 years, you know?
Yeah. And my husband and I are 12 years apart, but he's, you know, older than me. So it's not looked on as this weird dynamic. And for some reason, when it's a woman being older, people start judging that. Have you felt that?
Oh, we've had, like this one guy kept saying, God, this just happened this past weekend. Cause we went to my friend's lake house and stuff like that. And this man was saying, you know, you look so young to him and you just look so young. And he was obsessing over it. And then he called me mom. Like, he was so upset about this relationship, you know, that the man called me a mom, and then was saying he's young. And he was just upset about it. You
what?
Know, we were minding our own business. We weren't even, you know, and then there have been other times where he had his arm on me and this older gentleman said, get your hands off that woman. You know, we've been together over two years now. You know, if you count quarantine, we're counting a year on that. So we see three.
Yeah. You probably should. But wait, you are literally somewhere and some random person told you, get your arm off that woman.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is, and we don't invade anybody's space. We just want to hang out together. And, you know, what I've figured, because people are always like, oh, the sex and this, and, you know, and I have figured what makes us click is we're both well-traveled and we laugh all the time. We just laugh and do silly things. And, but the secret part of it was I was dating him and I didn't tell my family and I didn't tell my son and daughter. And then when we were 6 months in and decided, okay, we're going to date, I eased this in. I told my sister, my mom, and my daughter.
How was that?
And they're my family, they are flowers. They were, oh, we're so happy for you. And, you know, we FaceTimed my mom and, you know, she was just, and I was going, look, I've had children. I've been married twice. I've been divorced. I'm not looking for anything more. Like, I just went through this whole thing. And he said, okay, I just want to hang out with you. I want to be with you, you know? And so I was like, okay. So family was so happy for that, you know? And then the holidays were coming and it had been almost a year. And my son texted me and said, okay, tell me about this guy. And I went, okay. And he was like, who's the mom now? Like, who's the mom? Parent?
Wait, did he hear from his sister or he just figured?
son and daughter are so close, and they gang up on me whenever they can. Yeah, they are so close that she told him. He just never mentioned it to me. And I talk to my son almost every day. So he didn't mention it to me. I said, why didn't you say anything? Because I was waiting for you to tell me. I went, oh, right. I'm the parent.
So what did he say? Did he just say, I'm so happy you're happy? I mean, what was that conversation? Because obviously you were nervous about this or scared not to tell your family.
Well, yeah, because my son's 21, and when I first started dating this guy, he was 27 going on 28, which is so young. So it was a weird feeling to have my son and someone that I'm romantically involved with in the same age group. It was just old. And I know after 25, you can't, but still, it was just, I was freaking out. I was stressed. And so, and again, my son told me to go live my life.
You blame him. You're like, you shouldn't have said that. I went and lived my life.
I totally did. I told my son, you told me to go live my life. He said, okay, but I wasn't expecting a 28-year-old, but okay. And so I told him about him, you know, told him to go look at his social media, like his Facebook, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody met at Thanksgiving. And my son was like, he's such a great guy. He's such a great guy. And, you know, and the guy that I'm dating was raised by a single mom, you know, so that was the thing. And, but that was the big secret for me, was just my family. Work-wise, they didn't care or anything like that. Everybody was excited and stuff. And especially when people meet him, he's just sweet. He's just a sweet person. So, but yeah, I hid that for almost a year from my son, and then for about, 6 months from my family. And they kept asking me, we see you're doing things, but we see you're, someone's there. No.
You're like, no, it was just a friend. It was nothing. Like,
yeah. And I was just having fun with this fun guy. And I'm telling you, the night before I was flying out, he just said, I love you. And I went, no, what? No. So,
you just kept saying no?
Oh my God. No. Yeah. I went, no. So, and he was just standing his ground. And so,
So did you say, I love you back? Or did that take, have you said it? Did that take longer?
Because at the time I was still going to dinner with people, and he was still, then there was a point, which I didn't know, but I told him, hey, I'm going to dinner with this guy that came in town to Atlanta because I was working. And he said in his head, he was going, wait, I thought we weren't doing dates with people anymore, but okay, I'm going to go with it. So, yeah.
Wait, so you told him, you're like, I'm going out with other people. And he was in his head going, wait, I thought we were already exclusive. Okay. Yeah. I guess I just have to go along with what she's saying.
Yes.
Oh my God. So when did it finally solidify? When did you finally put that other foot in the relationship?
When he said that he loved me, and that 3 month mark when I was going to leave, and I was going, okay, all right, I went through the whole thing. Like I told you, your listeners, I was going, I've been married twice. I've been divorced twice. I have kids. I went through this whole rant, and he said that he just kept going, okay. I can't imagine you not being in my life, and I want to see you. Yeah. So, yeah. What are you going to say to that?
I know. He's just like, I just want you for you and nothing else. Like, I'm going to cry. I'm like, oh, the romantic.
So sweet. I'm like, what kind of animal would I be? No. So, and I wasn't even, I think that it's crazy because I was not looking, I had
But that's the thing. I have to cut you off. That's the thing. The moment you stop looking, usually it happens. Like your person comes. For me, that's what happened. I wasn't looking for, I didn't want a date or anything. And that's when my husband just showed up.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking and you want, you have to like find your inner peace. And then usually that person comes is how I feel.
Yeah. Because I was in a place of, because I'd been married for 10 years and, you know, like I said, my divorce and my son left for college all in the same month. So I was going, all right. I am really in a new place of life. And so I started going, okay, it's going to be about me. This is a year of me. And I started working out and eating healthier and, you know, all those things and, travel more, you know, with my job, luckily we travel. So, but I was not, and I just, even, I feel like even when I was going, no, it was me going, no, Jacinda, you just got divorced about a year ago. Like, don't start a whole new relationship. But yeah, here we are.
Well, one more question before we get into those deadly sins. I want to ask, what was the difference between your 10-year marriage and this relationship?
So my ex-husband is a lovely man, first, I must say. He was a lovely man, and he had two kids. I had two kids, and we co-parented our kids through high school, and it was just a family, you know, dinner at night, at home every night, doing homework, type of life. And he didn't really like to travel. He was just more of a homebody. In this relationship, he will be like, there's this great blues singer, let's go. You know, I said, when? Now. Okay. You know, it's things like that. And just being able to just
fly by the seat of your pants. Like, yeah. It's just like, go live your life.
Yeah. And it's not, and I don't have to worry about, because when my kids were home and not out of the house, I was their mom. I was there in the morning. I was, you know, at dinner, making dinner, you know, I was a mom. And I took that very seriously. And so this relationship could have never worked if I had kids. It would have never worked because me being a mom was so important to me, being a good mom. That now this one, so that's why I always, you know, make it like, just my ex-husband was great. There was nothing, this is just such a different time in life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like lots of women, like, we have changes in our life that happen, and sometimes your mate doesn't grow with you. You know, because to my ex-husband, let's go travel somewhere. Let's get out. The kids are gone. And no, I don't want to. He just wasn't that, you know. And so.
And who do you think this secret benefited or harmed?
Him. Okay, so the harm was him, because he felt like I was ashamed of him. Yeah, he genuinely felt I was ashamed of him. And I had to keep saying, no, I'm not. I'm just trying to protect us. And I'm protecting us. And he always felt like I was ashamed of it. So then I had to get myself past that so I could stop hurting him, you know, who's doing everything to make me feel confident in this relationship. So, and then who did it help?
Yeah.
Is that me? Yeah, it's you know, the secret helped me in a way that I was able to have my fun and live this great fun part of my life and not have people involved. Even now, I don't do social media with us, like photos, and like I'll tag him on something, but I don't do photos of us on social media because I don't want to hear people's opinion. I just don't. So for me, the positive was for me, because I got to have this, and I do have this really fun, great life with this person, and it's kind of mine you know, without it sharing. So I even still, to this day, maybe it's a secret because of the social media aspect, you know, of everybody sharing their relationship, you know. But Instagram is kind of like a wide open space of anyone to just say whatever they want about you and not even know you, you know, yeah. or know your relationship or know who you are. And I just want to protect because I have been around longer. I'm a little tougher and he's a little flower. He gets a little more sensitive about things. So I do it more to protect him. And now he gets it.
So how do you move forward?
I move forward for me just living my best life. You know, I'm 46 years old and I just made that decision that I'm going to live my best life. And I still am a good mom and good sister and all those things, but I'm also now going to live my best life.
Ooh, and I have an idea. You can post a picture of you guys and turn the comment section off. So no one can comment at all.
Right there. Yes. Someone told me that. I didn't know that. You know, oh, that's awesome.
You should do it. It's like you're coming out. You guys, here we are and you can't say anything. Ha ha ha.
Aha. That's so funny.
Well, thank you for being on the show and thank you for revealing your secret and being so honest.
Of course. I enjoyed it.
All right. Until next time. Bye, guys. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.